Chevron team captain Hamilton Masakaza is hopeful about Zimbabwe's chances of making it through to the finals of the ICC World Cup. He admitted, though, at a press conference in Nagpur, where they will play all their qualifiers this week, that the start was a little rough.
The preparation has gone very well. The first practice game didn't go so well, but we had more practice games before that. And the last practice game went exactly according to plan, so the guys have got something to build on.
Masakaza's confidence for the qualifiers that begin tomorrow stems from the Chevron's practice match win against Ireland last Saturday in Dharamshala, where Masakaza scored an unbeaten 68 runs in the victory. Zimbabwe faces Hong Kong at Tuesday's crucial opening qualifier. The two teams have never met each other in an official international match, although Hong Kong defeated Zimbabwe in a warm-up match for the 2014 World 2020 tournament. Test nation Zimbabwe are ranked 13th in the 2020, one place ahead of Hong Kong. Hong Kong team captain Tanwir Afzal said they are ready for Zimbabwe.
We all know that Zimbabwe has an experienced side and they have a good, few good players. So we knew the statistics of the players and we have a plan and we work out on weakness of them.
Despite Hong Kong's tough talk, Masakaza says he and his team are not worried.
We've had a few games against them, so we know exactly what to expect when we play against them, so I think that's going to stand us in good stead. So because we know exactly what we're going to face, we're not really feeling too much pressure.
Asked about their record over time, Masakaza said there's a lot Zimbabwe can do to improve its game.
I think that's what we need, to be a little bit more consistent. We've been a little bit up and down, and like you say, it's just putting everything together on the day. I think it's been starting to come for us, so looking forward to really putting...
Zimbabwe experienced a jolt when three players suffered injuries and had been dropped from the squad before the qualifiers with Hong Kong. Leg spinner Graham Creamer and pacers Luke Jongwe and Neville Madziva were hurt during practice games and had to be omitted just a week before the tournament was due to commence. One player, Tendai Chatara, who was also injured, is now back in the fold. Zimbabwe have hired former South African pace bowler Makaya Ntini as an assistant coach, and former Sri Lanka captain Mavan Atapattu has been brought in as the specialist batting coach. Both Ntini and Atapattu will complement Watmore, who has been at the helm as head coach for the past 3 years.
They're very experienced, so it's always good to have guys that have such extensive knowledge of the game, giving advice and giving input here and there, and I think there's a little bit that we've just lacked in the recent past to get over the line. So I think having those heads put together in our changing room has really done a great deal for us.
The Zimbabweans normally perform well when they are underdogs. Reporting from Washington, this is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.